Now again, thank you for coming to the gospel meeting this evening. We give you a warm welcome. Do remember the meetings that are this coming week in this building, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., a meeting for prayer and for ministry. Next Sunday evening, if the Lord has not returned, there will be a gospel meeting here at 7 o'clock. I'd like to read a couple verses for you in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. And the first one we'll read, Hebrews chapter 6. And we'll just read one verse here, verse number 19. Hebrews 6, verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. I'll read the first part again. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Now some have asked, is it the hope that is sure and steadfast, or is it the anchor that is sure and steadfast? I think there's been some debate over that, but I just happen to know the easy answer. Both are correct. Our hope is sure and steadfast, and the anchor is sure and steadfast. We'll take a look at that this evening. Over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. Now the chapter of Hebrews chapter 11 tells us about many different individuals recorded for us earlier in the Bible that had faith. They trusted God. And we'll just pick up verse number 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he, or the person that cometh to God, must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But I'm just really looking at the first part of that verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now we trust that God will bless to us the reading of his word and give help to explain some of the things from it. Tonight, each of us know that we live in a world that is troubled. We live in a world that is in much difficulty. If we were to listen to the news or to watch the news, and we were to spend any time at all, we would recognize that our world has no peace. Much of our news here in Canada is focused on the war in Ukraine. But if we were to dig a little bit further in the news, we would recognize that on many other continents and many other countries, there is war as well. And individuals are living in an environment of turmoil, of uncertainty, not knowing which direction to go, not knowing where to go next, not knowing where would be safe to relocate to. So in the geopolitical sphere, there's uncertainty. But there's uncertainty and there's no rest in the political sphere, isn't there? Whether it's even here in Canada, or you go to some of those nations in the Caribbean like Haiti, countries that have been privileged with climate, with good soil, and yet because of the lack of political stability, find themselves in poverty. And we live in a world that is changing, a world that is shifting. And we ask ourselves, is there such a thing as something that is stable, something that will not change? We live in a world where individuals may let us down, individuals may disappoint us, individuals may deceive us. But is there anyone that we can trust? Is there anyone that we can rely on? Is there anyone that we can rely on here in this world? Is there anyone that we can rely on for the world to come? Here in Hebrews chapter 6, we've read about an anchor of the soul. I've always been very interested in anchors. It's probably because I grew up very close to the ocean. And anchors are, there seems to be a bit of interest or fascination with anchors. If you go into a hobby store, maybe a place like Michael's in Winnipeg, and you're looking for something to put on your wall, you're going to find clocks, you would find different artwork, but quite likely in a store like that, you would find an anchor, maybe made out of wood, something decorative. And for some reason, we are interested in and fascinated by anchors. Why? I'm really not too sure. But I'd like to speak about an anchor this evening. An anchor is located a piece of equipment on a ship. Most often we think of an anchor being at the bow or the front of the ship, but many of them have them at the stern or the rear of the ship as well. But that anchor, let's just picture the one that's at the bow, that's at the very front. There's the anchor that is attached to the side of the ship. It's heavy. It's made out of iron. It's meant to be heavy. It's designed in a certain way so that it grabs onto what it is located on, what it's going to be dropped onto. And it's attached to the ship by a large, heavy chain. Maybe most are unfamiliar, but often we think of the anchor being that which is heavy, and that is correct. But the chain is actually far heavier than the anchor itself. But the anchor, it is that which is let down from a ship into the water, and it is located on the surface, on the bed of the ocean floor, on something that is solid. And the ship will go into reverse, will tighten that chain, and that anchor will grab solid onto that ocean floor, onto that rock, and the ship is going to be secure. In a sense, we are like a ship. We're heading through life. We're heading to a destination. But we want to get to our destination securely. We have either one, we are traveling to either one of two eternal destinies, either heaven above or hell beneath. But we all want to be in heaven. How can we safely arrive there? And it is that anchor that goes out of that ship that is located on something that is sure, that is steadfast, that is unmovable, the rock bottom of the ocean, and is that anchor that connects what is solid underneath to that which is moving up on top. It creates stability for that ship. So I've thought of the anchor in this sense. The anchor is what connects the ship to what's underneath. The anchor connects what is unstable, the ship, to that which is stable, which is the ocean floor. And what connects it is the anchor. So let's look at it this way. We're traveling through life. We want to be in heaven. What is going to connect us with God? What is going to connect us with heaven? What is our anchor? And I suggest that the anchor is that faith or that hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that is our Savior. He is the one that is the rock. He is the one that is sure, that is steadfast. We are told in scriptures that he cannot lie. He is the one that we can depend on, and we can place our faith and our trust in him. We read in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we're going to please God, if we're going to be connected with the God of heaven, we can only be connected to him by faith. Faith in one that we have not seen, and yet faith in one that has communicated to us. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. We need something for eternity that is going to secure us. A ship that puts down its anchor wants to be secure because the ship is very valuable. The passengers are very valuable. And they do not want that ship to drift onto the rocks and to be damaged or souls to be lost. So everything is done to safeguard that vessel. The question tonight is this: where have we placed our anchor? Or we could say it this way, who are we trusting in? Who have we placed our faith in? Who are we depending on to take us to heaven? I'd like to look at a number of different things about an anchor this evening. And they're all very simple. The first one is this: an anchor is that which links a ship to the solid rock beneath. Since I did grow up by the ocean, I've seen many small boats come close to shore, maybe fishing boats, and they will cast out an anchor. The fishermen will go ashore, and they'll be doing something, and they come back, and their boat has drifted out to sea, maybe not too far. But what they have done is they've thrown out the anchor, but it was just lodged in the sand. And sand is always moving. Sand is always turning over with the waves. And what has happened is the force of the backflow, or what you call backwash of the waves, has dragged that anchor through the sand, and that boat is further out to sea than where the fishermen left it. So if we are going to place our faith, place our anchor on something, we need to make sure that it is on something that is solid, something that is not going to move. So an anchor is something that links a ship or a boat with something that is solid. If it is solid, it's secure. If it is not solid, it is not secure. But an anchor is placed on a solid object beneath to safeguard something that's very valuable. I've talked about a ship being valuable. Sometimes we may underestimate how valuable some of these ships are that sail in our oceans. The ship is valuable, the people are valuable, but often the cargo that they are carrying is worth far more than the ship itself. It is not uncommon for large container ships to be worth over $1 billion, and these ships are crossing our oceans all the time. A ship is very valuable, and yet they are going to place a lot of importance on where they put their anchor because they consider their assets very valuable. What about ourselves? Do we count ourselves valuable to God? Well, God thinks that we're valuable. How much value do we place on our soul? Our soul is the real us, the real me. We've got a body, soul, and a spirit. But our body will die, and yet our spirit, our body will die, and our soul will live forever. How much importance, how much value do we place on our soul? When we think of an anchor, much attention is given to it. I have been on a number of different ships, and When people get off for the day, often people get off onto the dock or the wharf, and they want to get their picture taken. And often you'll see people standing on the dock with the anchor in the background. There seems to be something that we're fascinated by anchors. Maybe because they're very large, because they're very heavy. So much thought is given to an anchor, and yet not many people think about what the anchor is placed upon. Why is that? Because we don't see it. You see, an anchor is very visible. It's winched up onto a ship. It's large. Maybe it's painted a special color. So we think about the anchor, but we don't often think about what the anchor is placed on. Often when the anchor is let down from a ship, the chain makes an awful roar. It's really deafening. And quite often, individuals like to hear it. It's that sound of that anchor splashing into the ocean. But once that anchor drops beneath the waves, it's forgotten about. Often people talk about their faith. Well, I have faith. I have faith that I'll be in heaven. Okay. But then when you ask them the question, okay, that's good that you have faith. What is your faith placed in? Oh, no, I have faith. Well, that's kind of like saying, I have an anchor, but I have nowhere to put it. It's great to have an anchor. It looks good. It's valuable. But if we do not have a place to securely rest our anchor, we're not secure. And what we want to be taken up with this evening is, where are we going to place our faith? Who are we going to trust? Many people don't think of that ocean floor that is hundreds of feet, hundreds of meters below the surface. But that is what is securing that vessel. That is what is holding on to that anchor and keeping it secure. So the ship is on the surface. The anchor connects it with the ocean floor below. The use of an anchor, the purpose of it, is to prevent certain destruction. If it wasn't for an anchor, there would be many ships that would be destroyed. It is true that many ships do have, well, they have their own propulsion. They have their own diesel generators that propel them through the water. And ships have what they call bow thrusters, which allow them to move sideways. But even with these, if the wind is strong and they do not have an anchor, they will land up on the rocks. So an anchor is necessary to prevent certain destruction. If we carry on in life and we die the way that we live, without any security, without any plan for eternity, without any hope, without any faith in the Lord Jesus, we will meet certain destruction. Each one of us have sinned. We all know that. We've fallen short of the glory or the standard that God has set out. And as a result, we need to be punished for the deeds that we have done. But God is offering a way of salvation. He is offering his Son as the only way of security, the only way to heaven. But he is asking us to reach out in faith, to rest our soul upon him, just like letting down that anchor on the sea floor, on something that is sure and steadfast, unmovable, that we need to act in faith and trust in him. But notice that an anchor is only as secure as what it is placed in. I gave you the example earlier of those fishermen that put their anchor in the sand. And it was only stable for a couple moments, and yet the anchor dragged through the sand. An anchor is only as secure as what it is placed on. Can I ask you this evening, who are you trusting, or what are you trusting for all of eternity? Who are you depending on to get to heaven? Some people may say, well, I've been baptized. Some people may say, I go to church, or I have my own religion. And there are individuals that have placed their anchor, their trust, their faith in their religion, in the way that they've been brought up, in their culture. But remember, it is only as secure as what we place our faith in. So if we place our faith in something that is changing, that is moving, we're not secure. But if we place our faith in the Lord Jesus, the one that is the Savior, we will make it safely home to heaven. Notice an anchor is placed in a decided location. An anchor is placed in a decided location. When a ship is going to come close to shore, and possibly the port in which it's going to, which it wants to enter is too shallow, it's going to drop an anchor, and then everyone on the ship is going to be transferred to the port on a smaller boat that is called a tender. And when that ship comes close to shore, the captain, those navigators need to study the maps. They need to decide, where are we going to drop the anchor? What is the depth? What is under the waves? Is it on sand? Is it on a reef? Is it on the rock? And they are going to decide where they are going to put their anchor. It's not haphazard. They just don't sail in and drop it, no. And this reminds me that if we're going to place our faith in something or someone for all of eternity, it's going to have to be a decision that we make, and a decision that we need to very carefully make. If a ship makes a mistake on the location of the anchor, they will drift, and that could be into the rocks and danger. So the anchor must be dropped in a location that is going to guarantee safety. If we could put it this way, where are you going to drop your anchor? We could say it another way, who are you going to trust in to get to heaven? Ourselves? If I was to trust in myself, that would be like the anchor trusting the anchor to keep the boat secure. Right? The anchor up on the ship, not extended into the water, not secure on the rock underneath, that ship is not secure at all. So the anchor is placed in a decided location. Notice that the anchor is placed on something that cannot be seen. And this requires faith. The captain of that ship that gives the orders to the officers to drop the anchor, those officers have never seen the floor, the bottom of the ocean, but they have faith in their instruments. They know that it is so many meters below the surface, and they can tell if the bottom is sand or if it's rock. They've done their research. Have we done our research? Where are we going to find where we should drop our anchor, where we should place our faith? We need to study the Word of God. The Word of God is our map to tell us where we can drop our anchor, where we can place our faith. So an anchor is placed upon an object that cannot be seen. Our faith needs to be placed in a person that we have never seen. The Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen him with my physical eyes, and neither have you. But it is possible to see him by faith through the Word of God. He has communicated with us. God wants us to be with him in heaven. He wants us to be in heaven so much that he was willing to send his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to die on the cross, to pay for our penalty of sin, that our sins could be forgiven, and that he could take us home to heaven, so that the Lord Jesus Christ can be that solid rock in which we can place our faith, in which we can drop our anchor. So we have never seen him, but we can get to know him through the Bible. If we were able to see him physically, it wouldn't require faith. But what verse did we read in Hebrews 11, verse 6? It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. An anchor is secure in that which cannot be seen. But an anchor is placed on a solid rock. And you may kind of say, well, you're kind of repeating yourself. Well, it's true. But I'm thinking of this. Let's think of the solid rock. Who is that solid rock? It's Christ. Let's think now of the solid rock on the ocean floor. Those rocks on the ocean floor have experienced many a storm. When those waves rush over the rocks and the tides go in and out, those rocks, many of them have experienced, well, all of them have experienced the darkness of the night. And for some rocks on the ocean floor, they exist in complete darkness. And those rocks are at a great distance from the ship. And I thought of comparing the rock, that solid rock on the sea floor, and comparing that to Christ. And we think of the Lord Jesus Christ that experienced the storm. Well, where was that? That was at Calvary. What do you mean by that? If we were to read back in the Psalms, we could read of what the Lord Jesus experienced at Calvary. All thy waves and thy billows have passed over me. What was happening at Calvary? He experienced the darkness. 3 hours of darkness when no individual was able to see what was happening. No individual was able to see how God was dealing with the Lord Jesus. No one was able to see how the Lord Jesus Christ was being punished for our sins. What about the distance? What did he cry? What did the Lord Jesus cry from the cross? He could say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We think of those words again in the Psalms. Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Distance. And there was a distance that was felt at Calvary that the Lord Jesus Christ had never experienced before. We ask ourselves tonight, why was there the darkness at Calvary? Why did the Lord Jesus experience the distance from God? It was because of our sin. That is how serious our sin is. That is the judgment that our sins deserve. And God was willing to place it upon Christ so that we could go free. But think next of an anchor that is needed but has little value if it stays winched up on the ship. Maybe that's kind of a bit of a mouthful. I'll rephrase it. We think of an anchor that is attached to the ship, an anchor that is not let down. It has very little value. It's great for a picture, but not much more. The purpose of an anchor is to be used. God has given each one of us the ability to trust, to have faith in. But our faith needs an object. We need to place our faith and trust in that solid rock, in Christ. So if somebody says, well, yeah, I have faith, I have my faith. Well, who is it in? Faith needs an object. We need someone, an individual, that we can trust. And the only one that is worthy, the only one that we can trust, is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Notice that an anchor is very small compared to what it is lowered onto. So the anchor is very small, even though it is big. It's small compared to the large rock on the ocean floor. And I think this gives us good perspective. Sometimes if we think of the anchor as our faith, that which connects us with the Lord Jesus, and sometimes people think, well, do I have faith? Do I have the right kind of faith? Have I had enough faith? Just remember the purpose, the point is not so much the anchor. It's where the anchor is placed. Don't be concerned about your faith or enough faith. Be concerned or be taken up with the one whom you are placing your anchor upon. If you're trusting Christ, he is the one that's keeping you secure. It is not your faith, it's not your trust that is keeping you secure. It is Christ. So don't be taken up with the anchor. Be taken up with what the anchor is upon. We could say it a different way. Concentrate on Christ, not on your faith. If you are to be taken up with Christ, if you are to see him for who he is, the one who loves you, the one who died for you, the one who wants to take you to heaven, your response is going to be, your natural response is going to be, you will trust him. I must finish. An anchor is lowered. Work is not required. You see, when an anchor is let down from a ship, there's no engine, there's no motor that is pushing that anchor down. It is just dropped, gravity. So think of this. When you lower an anchor from a ship, it doesn't require any work. When you place your faith in Christ as your Savior, it doesn't require any of your works. It doesn't require any of your good works, your doing, your religion, anything. It just requires you resting your faith in him. My last point is that letting down an anchor, your anchor, is a very personal thing. Now, this is where every picture that we may use falls a little bit short of completely explaining the story. I've been on a number of ships, and the captain has given the order to one of the officers to lower the anchor. One person lowers the anchor, and it is for the benefit of all 2,000 or 3,000 people on the ship. One person lowers the anchor, and 2,000 or 3,000 people benefit because they are safe. That's not how it is with salvation. That's not how it is with placing our faith in Christ. My parents placed their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, but that didn't bring any blessing personally to me. It didn't save me. My point is this. Each one of us have a responsibility to let down our anchor onto that solid rock, which is Christ. Each one of us have a responsibility to place our faith, our dependence, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. If we do, we will be secure. We'll be saved. Our sins will be forgiven. And we'll be guaranteed by Christ himself of a home in heaven. Let's pray.